Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's brought to you by the one and only Miller Lite, the GOAT, the greatest beer in the world. Can I introduce you to a nice cold Miller Lite, Eric?
I would love one.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
Cheers up to everybody. And Ragnar with the program.
Cheers.
Rude Boy. And Feidelberg.
Hello.
Let's do it. It's Miller Lite, only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
That's delicious.
While you drink the greatest beer on the planet. Sounds pretty good to me. If Miller Lite had like a billion calories and was horrible for you, I still drink it then.
Turns out it's better than a protein drink.
Turns out it's actually good for you. Don't hold me to that. But goddamn, it feels good when it's going down. It's brewed in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always celebrate responsibly. You can swipe up for delivery options near you. Go to MillerLite.com/pints probably and find out how to get it delivered right to your door.
FNP.
FNP. MillerLite.com/FNP. And really, honestly, one of those things, you know, depending on where you grew up, maybe you had no light, maybe you didn't, make the switch if you didn't.
Do it.
Because it will change
it's
your life.
It's genuinely better beer. It's just, I drink a good amount of beers.
Do you?
The beer I grew up drinking, which is a different beer than this, is not as good as this beer.
Yep.
It's just
genuine. And you know how stubborn this motherfucker is. So the fact that he made the switch, and we all did, speaks
I will
volumes.
Say that's not just for the camera. He, like, pulled me aside,
yeah,
and
no,
he was like, I can't believe I was drinking this other beer for that long.
It really is. Yeah. It's that, and it'll change your life. So go to MillerLite.com/FMP. Like I said, always celebrate responsibly. 96 calories, 3.2 12 ounces. Ken Jackson will join us in a little bit, I believe. We'll talk a little bit about LCB. We had our live show last night. Thank you.
Yes. It doesn't. None of this matters. Tell your story, please.
Yeah, I was going to say. But
I don't.
The main thing that we're here for is I was told that there is a story that Rudy has to tell. And we debated whether we should do it. We wanted to do it on KFC Radio, but it was like, I don't think I can wait until next week.
We're going
to
do it on both.
Yeah, so we are going to do it on both. But
the bar is set so high right now, by the way.
I know. And like,
it delivers?
And I'm one of those people who, like, I try not to set it too high.
This It was removed by TikTok community guidelines when you posted it, so it's
got
to be.
Yeah, I think that was just because of weird TikTok rules. But, so the story is also trigger warning. I don't know, I feel like you have to, like, say, like, trigger warning for some people.
What?
I don't know. It's like graphic.
Okay. No, it's not. It's not there. It's not.
Yeah,
it's not like
know.
Assault,
it's not,
is it?
No.
Okay.
It's
well, yeah, Rudy kind of gets assaulted, actually.
Yeah. Right, as long as it's happening to him.
Yeah. But anyway, so I go.
Yeah, baby.
It's all good. Just walk through.
What's up, guys? I went to the gym. I go to a gym.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow. Yeah, he does.
I go to a gym, if you couldn't tell. And so I go to this gym, and the steam room, I noticed last week the steam room was open for the first time since, like, COVID.
Okay.
So this week I was like, oh, I'll go to the steam room.
Who's getting blown?
So I go to the steam room. I'm like, I finish my workout. I'm like, I'm going to go to the steam room. It's going to be awesome. I haven't gone to a steam room forever. It's going to be great. So I go in the steam room. I walk in, and there's a guy, one other guy in there. And it's always kind of weird with, like, in New York, like, it's just, like, weird because you don't, in, like, the suburbs, I feel like, at, like, my dad's, like, place where he works out, just a bunch of old naked dudes. It's
and they put the fucking leg up. And
but
like,
you know that they're just,
off.
Like, they've been naked their whole lives. But, like, in New York and at the gym I go to, it's just a bunch of, like, young people. So, like, they're almost, like, you don't know their
locker
room.
A little more socially aware. Like,
they don't know, you don't
bad.
Know their locker room decorum or whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, so I go in there and I walk in and there's one other guy in there and he's standing up. which I thought was really fucking weird.
So there's seats in the steam room.
There's seats in the steam room, and he's got a towel on, but he's just standing there. And I'm like, what the fuck?
So like Michael Myers shit.
I'm like, who stands in a steam room?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm like, whatever. So I go in. I have my AirPods in because I saw Joe Rogan does that, and I was like, oh,
I'm not like, are you doing steam room shit because of Joe Rogan too?
No. I just
steam rooms are awesome.
Yeah. It's not a sauna.
Rogan does the sauna.
Yeah.
And he cranks it to like two. Steam room is like the wood.
Yeah.
And you have like the rocks.
Oh, okay. I'm a sauna guy.
Room's like a shower that's just super steamy. Yeah,
and I like to do inverted push-ups in the sauna.
It's a good thing you didn't walk in because. Anyways, so I go in there and I sit down and I'm like, all right, like I'm just gonna listen to my podcast and just chill for like 10 minutes.
Did you listen to Rogan while in?
No, I don't listen to Joe Rogan. And so I was listening to I was listening to Call Her Daddy. And so I sit down and I'm just like sitting there and like 10 minutes goes by and the dude just like goes and sits and I'm like, well, this is weird. There's something that was just weird about it.
Right.
Just like his
bad energy.
His like energy was off. And so I was just like, all right.
You stayed for 10 minutes at this point.
No. He, as soon as I sat down, he went and sat down too.
Okay, but when you walked in,
it's almost like
he was like,
it's almost like he didn't know how to like act.
Right.
He was standing there
waiting for some fucking direction kind of.
He was like a Sims character.
How long do you think he was in there before you came in?
I don't know.
Yeah, like for all you know, he could have been standing for like
hours.
5 minutes. Yeah.
Right. That's what it seemed like.
So
it was
you
like,
come in, you sit down, he follows suit.
Right. Okay. And he sits
like, where in relation to you?
I'm in the corner.
Okay.
And he's like sort of like adjacent corner.
Right. Okay. Like a couple feet away or like across the room?
From me to you.
Okay. Cool. Any eye contact?
No, I don't make eye contact I just didn't. Okay. You know what I mean? Like that's part of it. You just kind of like keep your head down. And so I'm wearing a towel. He's wearing a towel. And so I'm just sitting there, like, whatever. Like, I put my head down. I'm listening to this podcast for, like 10 minutes goes by. And I'm just literally, like, I'm sweating so much. I'm not used to being in this thing.
Yeah.
I'm dying. But I'm just like, all right, I'll leave in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So I haven't looked up in, like, 10 minutes.
Oh.
And so, like, at a certain point, I'm like, all right, I should probably get going. I got to get out of here. So I look up. And as I look up, this dude is furiously jerking off. Like, dick out, furiously jerking off.
Like this?
Yes. Like, furiously jerking off. And I was like, I didn't know what to do in the moment.
And you had your headphones, like, was he making noise?
I couldn't hear.
Yeah, because you had headphones.
I couldn't know where
he was.
Right?
I couldn't. Oh, he was making noise.
Who knows?
Man, that guy
is he pointed at you?
No,
is he jerking off at you?
His body was facing this way.
Okay.
But I mean, like, I'm the only one in there, but he wasn't like looking right at me or anything. He was like looking up, but as soon as I see him, he sees me. And I literally like, I don't know what I didn't like yell or like, I wasn't even like shocked. I was just so like,
What the fuck?
I literally, the only thing I did was I let out a long sigh. I was like, and I looked down and I just go, Jesus Christ, bro. I just look around, I'm like, Jesus Christ. And he's
like, I fucking love that line.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I like sighed, I was like, oh, what are you doing? And he stopped and was like, and he was like,
not your cup of tea?
Yeah, he was like, because at first I was sort of like, it was almost like at first I was confused. I was like, is he just doing it like for himself? At first, that's why I didn't have that reaction, like, I was sort of just like, whoa, dude, like, what the fuck? And then, like, as it progressed, I realized what was really happening. And he's like, oh, sorry, like, I thought that since you, like, stayed in here, you were, like, into it. And I'm like, no.
What?
I'm like, no. And so, and at this point,
I mean, it's one thing if it's just, like, a crazy person who's jerking off. The fact that he was somewhat cognizant and be like, well, I thought you were just going to like it.
Yeah, no.
No!
Right, okay, so then this is like 10 seconds after the fact, and he stops, and I'm just like, still sort of just like, this fucking guy, dude. Like,
I can't believe you just left.
I wouldn't think you're still steaming.
Why? I was just
halfway through the story.
And then he just goes, what's your name? I was rattled as fuck. Like, I didn't know what to, so I said my name. I said, my name's Rudy. I don't know why I did that. And so then after I did that,
Here's my number.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, I'm done with this. So I get up and I'm like, I'm out. I'm like, I'll give you a minute. And I think in the back of my head, I didn't fully connect that it had anything to do with me. I thought that he was just like...
Yeah, you're collateral damage.
In a weird way, I don't know what it was. Like, there was part of me that thought maybe he was just like jerking off, like just to jerk off in there. Like, it didn't have anything to do with me.
Right.
So that's sort of why I wasn't like... I was sort of just like, all right, dude, like, fuck. Like, yeah. I'm going to leave you alone. Not knowing it really like fully had anything to do with
me. Just so you know... Rudy.
Yeah, that was so dumb. Nice to meet you. I'm walking out and I'm like, why the fuck did I just... I was sort of like shell-shocked, to be honest. Like, it was like a lot. I was like, what the fuck? And so I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So I go, I don't even shower. I just like put my dirty clothes back on and I'm like getting out of there.
Yeah.
And then I could sense like as I leave, he also leaves the sauna. And I'm like, oh fuck. Like, this guy's gonna be like in the locker room. Like, I'm like, I just gotta get the fuck out of here. Like, so I get dressed and I leave. And as I walk out the sidewalk, I like feel like I'm like I know this motherfucker is gonna come around. Yeah. And he all of a sudden, of course, comes up from behind me. He's like, "Hey man, I'm sorry. Like, but are you sure you weren't like into it?" And I'm like, "No, dude. I for sure."
Can I ask
like,
you a weird question?
Yeah.
Is he a good-looking guy?
He was huge. He was like 6'5". And he was like he wasn't gross. Okay. Like, he was like a big
cock.
He was a big handsome guy. Dick. He's a regular dick. Okay. Yeah, regular.
Was he cut or unk?
I don't know. I don't know.
And he was young. He was like your age?
It was weird. I was like trying to avoid eye contact.
Oh, here's the guy.
Did you get his name?
Let me catch up to speed.
He didn't introduce his name.
No.
Real quick, I'm going to give you the 10-second breakdown. Rudy is in the gym. He goes to the sauna. The steam room, excuse me. There's another guy in there. Rudy has his headphones in. He's sitting there for 10 minutes, like, looks up. Guy is just furiously masturbating. Rudy goes, "Jesus Christ, bro." The guy says to him, sorry, man. I thought you were into it." And Rudy was like, "No, I'm not." So he gets up and leaves the gym. The guy chases him down on the sidewalk and is like, "Hey, man, sorry about that. But like, are you sure you weren't into it?"
Yeah.
So come back.
Yeah, so and I'm like, "No, I'm not." And then he's like, "Oh, man." And I'm like, "Yeah, dude, sorry. Like, I just don't swing that way. Like, whatever." And he goes, "Well, you know, people can swing multiple ways."
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know how sexuality like works. Like, I get like there's gay people and bi people. Like, I understand like how that works. I'm just not into it. And he was like, "All right, man. I just really thought." I'm like, "What? Like,
did you know?"
I'm like, "What are you explaining this to
me? Are you just giving off some shower sex vibes?" I guess.
I didn't look at him the whole time. My head was just fucking buried. Like, I didn't look. The only time I looked up was when I saw him like jerking off. Yeah. So like, I don't know like what signal. I think the signal for him was that I just walked into the steam room because he was like waiting.
Well, he
thought you like you saw him go in and you were following.
That must have been what he thought.
I wonder if he didn't realize your headphones are in. Maybe he didn't leave for 10 seconds.
He could have been, exactly.
This is some Louis C.K. shit.
He could have been jerking off.
I thought you liked it. I could jerk off in front of you.
Right, he could have been going for minutes before I noticed.
Yeah. And he was probably like, "This guy's not leaving. This is awesome. Right, exactly. He's down."
So he didn't have, like, he wasn't, like, threatening. It was just so bizarre.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, know how to, like, process it.
Wait, did he ask you your last name?
Yeah. So then as I'm, like, as he, like, explained sexuality to me after that, he's like, "All right, man, well... can I at least get your last name so I can stalk you?" And I literally was like, I literally go, "No, you get is Rudy." I don't know like, what to say. Like, I was so thrown off.
You had two literally iconic lines in this. Jesus Christ, bro, and "All you get is Rudy."
I might put "All you get is Rudy" on a t-shirt. That's unbelievable.
And then
all you get is Rudy.
For a guy who like clearly wants to fuck you and is into you, to be all you get.
Yeah,
that's it. I break you up a little crumb, and that's all you get.
And everything I was saying, I think, was like giving him like a. "So you're saying there's a chance?"
Yeah.
Like, and like, that wasn't what I was trying to like. In hindsight, I should have been like, "You're a fucking freak.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're a problem. Yeah. Like, what you just did is like for sure crumb.
You're a menace."
Like, I don't know. And then he was like, "All right, bro. Well, I guess I'll see you later."
Yeah.
And I'm just like, And I was like, I went for a walk. I was like, I can't go back to my apartment right now. I'm just like,
sick. I gotta soak this off.
I was like, I gotta like,
you
I don't even know.
You gotta go back to the fucking steam room and sweat it out.
I was like, I'm never going. Thank God I'm moving because I never could go to that gym.
That was a Planet Fitness meeting, right?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
No way.
Is this a gay gym? Like, do you go?
No.
Because I feel like that's a thing, right?
No,
like, gay guys fuck each other in the gym.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, and it was. I've been to like
Right?
Can I say, like, the kind of gym it is?
Well, more so than the streets.
Can I say the name of the gym, or is that, like... I don't want them to, like... I won't say
it. Is it a popular chain?
It's a popular gym, and I...
Does it rhyme with Squeakquinox?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It wasn't that.
Is it $20 a month?
It wasn't Planet Litness, and it wasn't Equinox, so I guess you could figure that out. But, yeah, no, it's like, it's not like a gay gym. Like, I've been to ones that are in Chelsea where it's like...
Yeah.
I guess there's like a higher chance of something like that happening.
No, there's but, the holes in the bathroom stalls, a regular type of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Every gym. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Glory holes are a regular thing?
Yeah, that's every gym, isn't it?
But yeah, it was bizarre. It was bizarre.
I do feel, I mean, like, of course, I'm stereotypical and generalizing stuff, but I feel like shit like that happening in the showers is like more frequent with gay guys than straight guys. And I feel like that's awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, go to the gym, get your workout on, get your dick sucked, you're a guy, whatever. Like, yes, sign up for that.
Imagine getting a fucking good pump in and somebody like, I want to suck that dick. Yeah. This is the best day ever.
Yes, you're in the steam.
I just hit my max on the bench, time to get a blowjob.
Yeah, that guy was like, probably pretty disappointed. That's why he was chasing after you, because he's probably like, I'm going to get my daily, like, my
post workout. That's honestly one of my favorite stories I've heard in a long time.
Rudy, are you flattered?
All you get is Rudy. You should definitely be flattered.
I guess he
chased you to the street.
We're all talking to a victim right now, being like, "You should be happy."
Well, I mean, it's like,
staring into the fucking ground.
They wanted you, even though you didn't want them. You should be flattered about that.
The funny part about the story was that he just like kept like trying to like gaslight me into thinking that I was like into it. He kept being like, "Are you sure?" And I'm like, "What are you doing?" It was so bizarre.
It seemed
he was not
ugly. Big. 6'5".
He's not saying it. He's not saying this dude's a weapon.
Yeah.
He was when he came up to me on the street, I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, that's like when the fear set in.
What was he like in? He's dressed at that point, right? Is he in like just regular clothes, or like is it like coming like in a suit? You know what I mean?
No, he's in his workout clothes.
Did he leave the gym or did he chase after you?
He was also leaving the gym.
Okay, all right.
I think. I don't know.
No, he was following you. Just like, clearly following
you. Yeah.
Congrats.
No, we just happened to be leaving at the same time. He didn't finish while he was jerking off. He just happened to get out of there at the same time as me?
Yeah, exactly. So
do you think that guy finished?
Huh?
Do you think he finished?
No, like, I don't think so. No? I hope not. I don't know.
He did it at home, thinking about it.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing.
That guy is forever, like, you're in his spank bank now, man.
I know. That guy's
going to close his eyes and now, think of Just Rudy.
Now it's like, every time I get an Instagram request follow, I'm like, fuck. I don't want him to, like, I'm so glad I'm moving. Because it's like, that dude, I don't want that dude in.
Where are you moving to?
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm moving to fucking White Plains.
Does gay sex suck in the shower just as much as straight sex sucks in the shower, you know?
Probably,
It's a great question. I'd venture to guess it isn't.
Yeah.
It's easy because the holes
up. The vagina dries it up.
The lack of the actual liquid dries up the natural liquid of a vagina.
Right.
But if you don't have any natural liquid in the butthole.
You're just doing buttholes. Yeah, anal in the shower, straight or gay, is
I'd imagine not a it's kind of...
Yeah. He just fucking man.
We have white just homework. Lit up in John's head.
Just write in a notebook like something to try.
Anal in the shower.
Put that in the tickler fire.
Yeah. Just a little what's up.
Yeah.
He's literally writing it down in his little black book.
Butt sex in the shower.
His last note on KFC Radio was, gay guys should run everything.
Which I totally agree with.
Including gyms.
He's in the country. He wants them to run the country.
The house I'm staying in... Oh, thank you, bro. The house I'm staying in... In Jersey, is it's owned and operated by two gay guys, and everything in it is immaculate. It's just like
it's in ship shape.
Everything I touch, I'm like, I wouldn't have gotten this, but god damn it, it was the right choice. Mm-hmm. Like that was the same. It's like, we all fucked up not getting Buttigieg. He had done.
He's married to a guy.
I believe his husband's name is Christian.
That's beautiful. Kind of ironic, his name's Christian.
Because he's a sinner to the Lord.
All right, so that's off YouTube.
I think I'd be flattered at the end of the day.
So here's a question. Is that the most, like, welcome to New York, you know, we've been here? Like, the most, like, I'm in New York type of thing? Like, I saw a guy pooping in the street.
That's a gym thing.
Yeah, it could be.
You don't think the New York thing?
No, that's happening in San Francisco, like a New York thing. Like, I don't think that happens in like
in the bird.
I think there's like a greater chance of it happening in New York.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I think that's happening in San Francisco every 5 seconds.
Oh, good point.
Okay, yeah, but that's different. You know what I mean?
It's like a city thing, probably.
When I posted the TikTok joking about it, that a lot of people were like, oh, like New York is so back, like yada yada.
Yeah.
But then it got flagged, so.
It got flagged. I wonder why. And you told it just like that? Were you like...
I think it got flagged because I put like text on the screen where I said seriously jerking off.
Yeah. That's gonna kill you every time.
TikTok's
a bunch of pussies.
I don't really care, but like I should have like changed the spelling.
Yeah.
Like jerking like JERQIMG.
Yeah.
And then it would have been
so annoying.
Yeah, TikTok needs to grow up.
Yeah.
For real. Get with the times. It's the internet, it's despicable.
Bunch of adults being like, children can't have child hopes. Let's ruin
like,
them real
Twitter,
quick.
By the way, like, still, like, hardcore porn, like, wherever you want
yet,
to see it.
Yet when I reply on to demand. Someone like, hey, asshole, right. They're like, do you sure you want to send a tweet?
Or, God forbid, I threatened to decapitate Oprah, and I get suspended.
That happened?
I tried to get suspended, and I did.
You didn't have to figure.
No, I did it instantaneously. Yeah.
You were like, good job, Twitter, the system's working. You said you were going to decapitate Oprah?
So, like, there was a New York Post.
This is the Rudy Show today.
There was a New York Post, like, picture that was so funny where it showed Steve Bannon getting banned on Twitter for threatening to decapitate Fauci. And it's like a picture of him like walking out of the studio like looking so fucking fat and like disheveled, and I was like, that's awesome. Like, and I put a tweet, I was like, you know what, man, like, I'm sick of walking the straight and narrow, like, no one gives a shit, like, I want to be a bad boy.
I want to be like Steve Bannon.
And then I ended it with, I want to decapitate Oprah, and then I added Twitter.
That's Twitter, Jack, Twitter support.
Yeah, it was like instantaneous. Like,
12-hour ban.
It was like a 12-hour ban. Yeah. So the system.
Rudy
works.
Wakes up every day because I want to be Steve Bannon.
Yeah.
I saw there's a new like warning that they send you. It says
not many people tweet like this.
Yeah.
I saw Tim Dillon.
Wait, was that real or is that? Because I saw it on Tim Dillon's too. I figured.
I thought it.
Tim Dillon had a funny, like, it was his side by side of what he sent and what I'm assuming. Got him that like response, but it's a very funny tweet with just the side by side. He goes, not getting a vaccine is perfectly fine, but it isn't revolutionary. Blowing up the Federal Reserve is. Most people on Twitter don't send tweets like this.
That is
a great.
It's like Timothy McVeigh more type tweet. Timothy Dillon, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
You can see these guys drinking out of our Friday night pints. We got the steel, stainless steel cups. We've also got the pint glasses here. So you can get, I believe, sets of two for each of these things.
I'll grab a 96 calorie Miller Lite.
You got it. Anybody else want
one? Yeah, I'll take one too.
Yeah. Would you like it in a cup, Ken Jack?
Yeah, let's get a cup.
Can I interest you?
A pint glass.
So you got some big news as well. LCB is moving on to a new format, and Trill Ballins were putting the jersey in the rafters.
Yeah, he's had like a foot out the door for like 2 years. Basically. Yeah. It's just me and Jeff Sconzi saying like, yeah, just do another couple months. Yeah. Just do a couple more of this. And just eventually just decided like, yeah, time to go off into the sunset.
Which is so fucking awesome. Yeah. I've never respected anyone more than I respect Trill.
Wait, serious question. So he's just going to be... Not
completely
on the
offline 100%.
He's not even doing
so jealous. I know. He's been off Twitter for almost 2.5 years now.
What does he do?
He has like a real life job where he's doing so much more important shit than we do here. And he's like, there's no chance I'm quitting that to do this full time.
Did he ever get caught or like.
No, never. Which is crazy because he has a very distinct voice.
Yeah, please.
But yeah, moving on to a new format, we're going to be doing more of like a bracket style.
I was
going to
say, leaning into the success of The Dozen a little bit, right? We're doing like some sort of. Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, everybody at this point has a bracket or a draft or a Mount Rushmore or something.
Yeah, we've been doing drafts
just
since
works,
like pre-Barstool and stuff, and like, so we just figured may as well lean more. And our original thing when we pitched ourselves to Barstool in like 2017, 2018, was like we wanted to do like a bracket style thing. Like, that was our initial thing, and then we're like, maybe we'll stick more to movies for now and move on to that
this
later.
Is brackets for movies or everything?
It was originally just going to be everything. Like, okay. We're going to like do, like, it could be beer,
food,
it could be movies, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's just, that didn't end up happening that way, so now we're kind of revisiting that. We got, you know,
and it's,
a whole bunch of other people.
You, Ken, Jeff, you, Jeff,
Nick, Owen, and Steve J is going to be like our, I think, our stats guy more than anything. Okay. But we got a whole crew together, very, very funny people involved.
Is it still called Lights, Camera, Marcel? Or
I think we're going to stick with that for our Sunday episodes. We're just still going to have like interviews with movie like stars, actors, directors, all that stuff. But then our Thursday episode is going to have like a different name to it, essentially, which is what we used to do too.
Yeah.
It's called Movie Dump, I think, on Sundays for our episode, and then we had LCB was the actual Thursday.
Right.
So now we're just switching over. I think it's. I'm super excited for it.
Yes.
Instead of it being like tentative waiting for Trill to be gone.
Well, was that what it was? Was it kind of like we just need to make a decision here, or was it like
yeah, it was
what
like,
was the impetus for this moment?
It's been a long time of like just him saying like I would like to spend time with my daughter and work my real job instead of focusing on this.
Yeah.
So it's been like now it feels like ripping the Band-Aid off more.
Yeah, for sure. That's it's always better to do that until it like. And with anything, like letting it like bleed out slowly. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
I'd rather like ride out.
And it's been like a 2-year bleed out. So finally ripped the Band-Aid off.
So now we're from 2 churls to 0 churls.
2 churls to 0 churls, yeah.
Wow,
the
wow,
churls are
wow.
leaving.
So there is an opening for a churl.
Yeah. It's M-Rags.
Dude,
M-Rags.
Churl Rags, I'll take it. I'll take it. That flows well.
You should do a like a video game bracket right off the bat.
Right off the bat,
I feel like that.
So that's a good one.
How many?
We did a...
Is it 8, 16? Is it what?
Yeah, I think it's going to depend on the episode,
because I saw your pick for some sort of like you said Kingdom Hearts was your number one video game franchise.
Personally, for me, it's always been my favorite because they incorporated like the Disney characters, and it was when I was young, like 13. So you go into all the worlds, the nostalgia of it, and they incorporated the characters so well, and the storyline was in depth, the combat was good. So that to me was just like it's just unbelievable. Ken Jack and Vouch,
dude. How about that fucking Mario 64 going for 1.65 million?
1.56
because that's like. Like, I fucking hate when I see these stories of like, well, Grandpa died and we were cleaning out the attic and we found this baseball card worth $2 million.
Fuck you!
Like mint condition, unopened.
Anything. Yeah. Here's my bad beat on that. Is my mom's like a hoarder. She keeps everything. Nothing has ever been thrown away.
Mm-hmm.
I was into Beanie Babies, Pogs, all that shit.
I
never
once right
Pokemon. But if I was into Pokemon, I would still
had
have
all
of it.
Yeah.
And, like,
but the thing about so,
I'm,
like,
I'm
those,
the opposite. I was very into Pokemon. All that shit got thrown out.
Right. Yeah. So all of Pokemon is worth like $1 million now, and I was like, that's the one thing I never got into, and I would still have binders and all. Yeah. I would have had all.
But even
of it
with
still.
With these things, like you know, you have to still get a fucking Honus Wagner card somehow. You have to get lucky.
Right.
We all did buy video games.
Yeah.
We should have all bought to play and then bought one to keep it in the fucking
what
box.
What did you tweet the other day that Halo 3 is going to be worth like 1.2?
That was just my guess. That was my
here's the thing. Like, I mean, I guess it's you can now. I mean,
now
you can buy these, but it's all download. Yeah.
No, like,
you can buy these little discs, but nobody cares. So it's too late. But like, we should have been thinking...
How would
I guess
you know not to open
to
Sonic the Hedgehog? Because in 20 years,
yeah, I guess, but when you think about it, it's like we know that Mario is this fucking icon character.
Right.
Buy it, keep it in the box, keep it clean, whatever,
right.
You know.
I think there's
we all could have done that. We all could have done that.
And a week before, Zelda sold for 800,000.
I have a whole binder of Pokemon.
Have Doug's? Does Doug's do Pokemon?
It's in my apartment.
I think he can look it up and shit.
He's more sports. He did a little magic with you.
He had to look it up for me. He didn't know.
Everybody just like let us take care of that.
Bro, magic cards are Tom Segura had on Cassius Marsh from he was talking shit about the Patriots. That's when he kind of went viral for that.
Go off.
No, he said, "I'm probably the most hated Patriot of all time."
I've never
you?
Literally no one knows who you are.
I don't know that name.
No one talks
about it. I think he spoke up saying like it sucks to play for the Patriots.
Yeah, he said
and
he
got
it
like the Jerry Thorntons of the world, man. But I don't think the regular fans.
I mean I knew who he was. I knew he played nine games in 2016 and like he actually wasn't like he was a fine player.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I hate it here, I'm like, all right, fucking loser, who gives a shit? And
I'll tell you what, though.
And now, we're 5 years later, we're talking about it.
Dude, he just spoke up on it again. But that's not going to work anymore if you're not winning. That whole, like, lifestyle.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't work if you're not winning.
But Bill Belichick's not changing anytime soon.
No.
So what's going to happen?
Mac Jones. Week 3, and we're winning.
Look at those. He has those big ass.
Bet the Pats
so easy
East
to root
heavy.
For. He's so easy to root for because of those big fat man tits and those big ass nipples, dude.
He has.
I love that. On his Zoom the other day, he was looking trim. He's
I don't like that. No. I don't like him. Why would you say that?
No, I don't actually like him. I want trans fans to go, he's always looking good. No, I don't.
You want him to
He's wearing number 50 still, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
But no, I think Cam, this isn't a fucking Pat show, but no. Bet the past AFC East.
Don't do that. you don't get how it works.
Oh, I don't?
No. Because you've never had anything but Tom Brady. It's not going to be good.
Now I have Mac Jones and a wide receiving core.
Who's your wide receiver?
And a healthy Cam Newton.
You can't.
The first time since 2016, he says, in his YouTube video, he's 6 years ago.
It's been 6 years since I've been thinking about Cam 6 years ago.
The guy was a stud.
And now he's 6 years older. Yeah.
But he's healthy. So the same level.
So he's a healthy old man.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Dude, my dad's healthier than I am. If you had to fucking pick someone to compete in athletics, would it be me or my dad?
Sure,
it'd be my dad. He's a lot older than me. He's just healthier than I am.
Yeah, but you're busy asking your dad to play quarterback for the fucking Patriots now. Patriots are gonna stink, and all that shit where you don't get to eat lunch and shit. It's out the fucking window.
Well, Mac, to be fact, you know how easy it would be to root for the Pats if, like, Jared Lorenzen was on their team?
Yeah.
I would be instantly on their side. Prayers up. Big prayers up.
By the way, that anywhere when AFC's champs smack the table, that is going to be the video of when you and Dan were making fun of me.
No, it's not.
Laughing about thinking I thought Tom Brady was good
Tom
in 2013.
Tom Brady.
And I went, AFC's winning Super Bowl.
Clearly, Tom Brady's different than Mac fucking Jones, you moron.
Yeah.
In 2013?
It was like 2014.
It was the first time he was done. I said I'd trade Tom Brady for Andrew Luck. It was when
they were like, you're nuts.
You said that in 2014, right?
And I was like, you guys are idiots. He won the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
And
it was when Tom Brady like hadn't won in forever. It was pre
Seahawks. Yeah, it was a Seahawks Super Bowl.
Yeah. And Andrew Luck was supposed to be like, the greatest thing for years to come.
It's actually an underutilized clip. We should find that. We should find that and get it in circulation.
Heirloom tomatoes goes around.
You guys are dummies. We're in the Super Bowl.
That's bigger than the Trent Dilfer one after the Chiefs, where he's just like,
heirloom tomatoes.
Yeah.
Right?
But at least like when we were doing it, it was like they hadn't won forever, and Andrew Luck was supposed to be like the greatest fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
Those guys continued to do it when it was like he's very clearly doing something historic here. The Max Kellermans and the Dilfers. What was Mark Brunell crying about? Was that the play game? Where he was crying.
Yes. Crying.
Yeah. Those guys should have all been fired and like kicked off the planet Earth for that one.
Speaking of that, yesterday was the 5-year anniversary.
That's what I'm hoping.
We did it to Dilfer, I think.
I'm hoping when
we get
to Mars,
because
Dilfer's
the
only one on the planet.
Wait, it's been 5 years since Deflategate?
Yesterday was the five-year anniversary of Brady accepting the suspension.
That's when this company imploded. That's when we almost didn't have jobs.
I think people forget that Tom Brady served his suspension
in
Italy.
In Italy, yeah.
With his supermodel wife, naked.
Yeah.
He fucked his supermodel wife while the fucking paparazzi watched.
Yeah.
And then came home 4 weeks later.
You were three and one at that point, right? Won the Super Bowl in historic fashion, won the MVP of that Super Bowl.
Anyways, not a Patriots show.
Roger Goodell, the guy was trying to blow you.
Yeah, that was better than hearing that.
Did you think for a second about getting your dick sucked?
Not like you were gonna do it, but did it pop in your head?
No.
Did you think about jerking off?
Like, never crossed the possibility.
Like, because right now I'm thinking about you getting your dick sucked in the gym.
Wait a second.
Think about what if you said yes.
Elephant.
So the thought process was he was going to blow you, I assume, because he was jerking off, he expected you to blow.
I think he was looking for mutual masturbation.
I think you went to mutual.
He was looking for you to start jerking yourself.
Now he's thinking about it. It'd be funny if he spun it.
He's like, what, like you're not like a locker room guy?
Well, then you would have 100% sucked him.
I guess I have to.
If he spun it that way, it would have been a different conversation.
You're going to challenge me? Ryan Whitney was on Answer the Internet right off the bat. First question, he's like, I can name every fucking player on my team in the 2004 BU team. I can name every player on that team by their dick. And so, I mean, that's obviously hilarious. I swear to God, people get in that green screen room, we pass them the cards, and they just forget that they're in the planet Earth, right? And so he lets it rip. We make a clip of it, obviously. We put it on the blog and everything. And he was like, yeah, I wasn't really expecting it to be, like, singled out and posted, like, individually. And he's, and his wife was like, Ryan, what the fuck is this?
He goes, man, the written word's a real bitch.
Because Ryan, you want to explain this one,
the
dude?
Written word is a real...
I mean, we were just talking about that, too, man.
It is not... You can't write anything anymore.
I was saying 5 years ago, T-Bone, the porn guy, tried to cancel me.
Oh, my God.
Because I wrote a blog, like some school bus driver was drunk on the job driving the kids to school. And I was like, who amongst us have not, like, had a pop or two at work? Like, we all do it.
Yeah.
And the porn guy, T-Bone, tried to cancel me. And this is like 2015. That was the last time I tried to make a joke on the internet.
I know, man. It is not easy, dude. It's not easy.
Are you saying that if you write it, it's much harder to... It's like much...
Writing is definitely much...
Yeah,
people stays there. Well, first of all, you can't hear tone. You don't hear the rest of the story, and it just stays forever. You
know what I
mean? And, like, if you know, you say something on a podcast, unless people have, like, time marked it for you or whatever, it's like, I don't know, it's somewhere in this three-hour podcast.
But also when you're cracking up saying the jokes on the podcast, people know that it's in humor.
Yeah, yeah.
People really thought I was, like... Drinking and driving is great. They should do that with school. I was like, who would ever think that? Yeah. But when it's written, I guess people are idiots.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think I'm done with the written word.
Thanks for making my life
hard. Someone doesn't know your personality and you're like texting them, even on Twitter.
Right.
Like sometimes like I'll make a joke and I'll just like throw in the crying laughing emoji just so they know. And I'll be like, listen, I'm going to look like a 13-year-old girl, but like I am joking here.
You have to, man. I'm done. I'm not doing Twitter jokes ever again.
So I don't.
How about that, by the way? I'm sure you've talked about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just.
Nope.
It was the most. That was so. That was. That was harmless.
Nope.
It was. I got mad.
Nope. Yeah. You weren't the only one who got mad.
Not at you.
What's happening right now is getting cut from the show. Why did
Whitney volunteer the whole naming all of his friends' dicks?
The question is, and I'll pose it to all you guys: if I sent you a picture of just, if you saw a picture of a dick, no context, no nothing else, would you know if it was your dick or not?
I guess I know by the lineup of dicks.
You know by the balls?
Yeah, I know my balls better than my own
dick. Identifiable balls?
Yeah.
How so?
That's a great answer.
I think something about like a shaft could be like ubiquitous. Like it goes across every guy, but like you know you're nuts for sure.
I know the top of my dick.
If it's a side angle, it'd be tough.
If I saw a side angle, I never look in the mirror like.
Do you guys have stand-up mirrors?
I got a big one right there.
Every time I sit in my set of mirrors, every morning.
You do the Jason Segel,
No, I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see the picture of Ken Jack, you probably saw it. Nick's friend who just got married, who has like a swollen
big swollen ball.
It's awesome.
It's so cool.
It's like, is it purple? He showed it. It's like that big.
What?
It's one ball.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's like a root. I don't have it. It's like a rutabaga coming out of his ball.
It is
awesome.
It is the size of a grapefruit. And he said his fiance, now wife, like, loves it. Like, it's like her, like, turn on. It's like his one huge giant.
Is it like an
ball.
Injury or is it his ball?
Imagine you accidentally stumble into a fetish where, like, I need one huge testicle.
Yeah, I would suck, man. God.
Imagine, like, I need one long lip and one short one.
Oh, God. the good thing is...
You say that until you stumble into one.
And when you find it, you're like, well, that's it. This is my soulmate. I'm going to have to marry this guy with the giant ball or the half.
Who's that one porn star? I'm sure some of you guys know him. I don't know what his name is, but he looks like he has one ball. Yeah, it's a guy. It looks like he has one big ball. So, like, I don't know if you guys... Have you guys seen this guy before?
No, I know there are some guys that look like...
very normal. And like, every time I see it, I'm like, I don't want to look at this.
Is it uniball?
Like Adriano kind of has just like a...
It looks like a silhouette. Like
some
egg.
Guys
his
have
dick
yeah,
is so wide
but that's
that
different.
His balls look like just one ball because it matches the width of his dick.
That I get.
Yeah.
That I think there are guys who look like it's just shaft the whole
yeah,
way.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it freaks me the fuck out because it looks like it's just one part of the same being, and I want like the separation of church and state, you know?
Yeah. You need like it's like the line of demarcation.
Exactly. Yeah.
They ordered broccoli rabe. I want the whole fucking thing.
Anatomy wise, it sucks that your balls have to be exposed like that.
Yeah.
For heat purposes.
What is that? Like, why doesn't the human body just make cum at a hotter temperature and then we wouldn't have to have them?
Hey,
like, how stupid is that?
They say God's perfect, but he really isn't. You know. They say God's perfect, but
no, he's definitely not. Well, maybe he just got a sense of humor. They're not gonna have this dangly thing that dicks slaps on their butthole.
They're so much grosser than anything on a woman's body. Dicks are just so disgusting compared to anything.
But it is fun when they slap. You know?
Oh, you ever do like the thing like you go forward and like make them go backwards and then forwards? That's my favorite thing. Not the forward, not the side to side, the forward to back.
There's very often times on the podcast I just do a segment where I just sway back and forth. And I'm just doing it so my nuts
you go back and forth?
Every now and then.
Like slapping your paint?
Every now and then. No, not with my hand.
That's really fun. You can't really do it that much. Yeah. That's more of a home thing.
Because
I'm a briefs guy, right? If I had boxers, you can do the whole shebang.
Yeah, free fall.
But I'm a briefs guy, and it kind of fucking it doesn't let me swing back.
Yeah,
but I can hit the sides.
Yeah, so now I know when you're on the podcast, you're just...
Oh!
It's like a pentometer
when I'm standing up and I have the mic like this... Yeah, I'm just slapping my nuts on my legs.
They really are a catastrophe down there. You know? Like, the fact that girls got to get all up in there is crazy.
Yeah, it's a hilarious design.
It is. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then they get that nice
smell. It looks like
smell.
It's designed by a man.
What? Smell. The Badissi smell.
That smell is just...
Butt, dick, and pussy.
Oh, that's the best.
What did you call
what?
It?
What?
Badissi?
Yo, oh, wait, right, so the smell when you haven't showered for like pussy. 2 or 3 days...
John, don't eat.
It's disgusting. Go.
Is the best smell.
No, it's, so, it's the best.
It's
no,
so
yeah.
good.
No.
And you'll get you a scratch.
It's so like, good.
Yeah, you do that.
Like the fucking German. When you have a cast, you're addicted to your own smell, but you can't smell someone else's
your own fart.
Okay, I get what you're saying here. Your own brand, you know?
Yeah.
But I still don't like that.
Oh, I know. I like it. I'm like, that's gross. That's funny. I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's my line.
It's so unique. John, how often do you hit the 3-day mark of no shower?
Oh, very often.
Yeah, every 3 days.
Three days?
Yeah.
But he's weird. He doesn't smell. He doesn't sweat. He doesn't have hair.
No,
he's not a human.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
I don't know.
I would say once a month,
that
I go...
I can go like a day.
It's a little more than that.
Every morning,
every 3 weeks, I go 3 days without showering.
Oh, good
for laundry.
It is minimum one shower a day.
Minimum.
Yeah. I mean, I can't. I don't know how you do it.
You don't get itchy
city and everything? You don't get itchy?
You don't know because my nuts doesn't smell good.
They smell good.
How about when you ever put on, you're clean, but if you put on old boxers and you get itchy?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
How did you close? And it's not like they're like, I'm not putting on like filthy boxers. It's just like I wore them yesterday. And then somehow like jumps from the boxers to my body.
Just like,
what is that?
It's like condensation.
Static electricity or something.
Yeah, like it jumps.
It's for sure electricity.
It's
100% electricity.
It
is almost like your boxers are guilting you. Like they're like,
yeah,
I'm not
shower.
Clean. Yeah, like I'm not clean.
Like you know what you're doing.
It makes like no sense.
And then you think about women's underwear. Jesus Christ. If it's bad,
I mean,
girls put on their
all right. I want to look down the barrel on this one. The fact that women pretend they're cleaner than us.
Disgusting.
When I've seen your underpants left on my bedroom floor, and it looks like a camel blew his nose in it, and I have to pick it up by going like this, and I kick it, you're animals.
Yeah.
You're animals.
You gotta like bring it like it's a piece of like toxic waste.
Yeah. It's like,
but
it's
what's
like,
funny is like when, also it's when they're fresh and it's going on, it's like, oh my god, this is hot.
This is
and then afterwards, it's like,
awesome.
Oh my god, burn those things.
The afterwards, it's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying. It's like, what is... I don't even know what this is.
I don't know. Because
there's colors where you're like...
Discharge.
That might be poop. That
pee,
might be blood. I don't know what that is.
I wanted to say that word.
It is like a...
You're an animal.
It's great.
There's not a grocer.
Guys are the grosser sex. Oh, yeah? I've seen your underpants. No,
no
we're not.
No, we're not. How about this? I saw one of the most disgusting things I've seen in a while in the parking garage. Just right there in the park. It was a parking spot next to me that was empty. Just a used tampon.
I love
that's
that.
Disgusting.
Just like just someone got out of the garden and was like, guess I'm done for the day. Like, you know, it's over. Unplug and just.
It's like taking pants off at the end of the day.
No, that's like the viral videos.
That probably has to feel great.
Oh, yeah.
You imagine a chick at the end of their period?
Time
and you're free.
Out.
I wish we had you in 4 weeks, man.
It's
that's
like,
amazing.
It's like, you ever seen the videos of like the viral videos of like someone like kind of like smooth shitting? And then, like, there's one video of a guy getting off an escalator.
I'm sorry.
And it's like someone takes a shit.
Oh, where they like they hit and run?
And the guy hits and he slips.
Yeah.
Oh, like, yes!
Yeah,
I know the exact
another
video.
One, like, in a supermarket or a toy store or something like that.
That's
and I'm like,
thing?
That's awesome.
Like a shit and run?
I am so pro shit and run.
Yeah, they like, don't break
the exact handle. I can't do it. It's not. That's not the way I shit. But if you just, if you could just drop a quick turd and be done with it, I'm shitting public all the time.
I think it's sort of silly. I think there should be a lot more places to like pee publicly. Like
they,
troughs.
They have they in London.
You can pee anywhere you want.
Other in London, they that's have like those an like, actual like corners, thing that's, yep. right? They
really?
Have like a little. Yeah. It's like an yep. open porta potty. It's almost like a urinal, right? You can yep. step up to it, and it's got like a corner, so you're not exposed.
Okay,
and
yeah.
You can just like pee.
That makes a lot of
that's
sense.
That's why I stopped closing the door in the bathroom here.
Oh, how
like, when I have to use the urinal?
The stall.
The stall. Just peeing?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Just peeing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't yeah, usually do. They know what's going on. They can hear it. Sounds like frying chicken.
I went to a park last summer mid-COVID, and I was with Mike, and we were drinking, and I was like, I really have to go to the bathroom. And it was mid-COVID, so like no place was letting you go pee. I almost pissed my pants in the middle of the city. I was like, where am I going to go pee? Like, we live in like a modern society.
Like Starbucks is public bathrooms at this point. Like, there's nowhere else.
Right. I'm like, why can't I just pee against this tree? Like, no one's gonna see me.
Yeah.
You just do
it. Like
in
New York City, like pissing your pants is a real issue.
Well,
like blinders.
In New York City, it's the last city in the world.
Just piss on the street.
Yeah,
just think about it.
I know, but like the bums do it. It's like I don't want like it's like a weird like there should be like little like.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I agree.
Like something you just step up to and put your dick into it. You know, so you're not exposed, and you like a little vacuum almost, like a little funnel. Imagine a funnel.
Yep.
And you just pee into it, and you walk away.
Right.
I got like shorts with built-in blinders. So like you approach a tree, they approach a tree, and it like comes
I
up.
Like that. You, almost,
you know what I mean? Well, you just cover side to side,
like a like a parachute.
They have that golf thing. It's like a little like flaps.
They have the Shark Tank thing for that, like for golfing, where it's like a little cape that goes over to pee into the golf club.
I've seen the golf club. That thing is awesome.
That's cool. When I was young,
stand-up female thing. You ever see that?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's like a funnel.
If I was a chick, I'd be like, that's so awesome.
Girls have it even worse.
But when I used to go to Preetney's all the time when I was younger, we would do an empty 30 rack, and you kind of just kneel down with that.
Oh, that's genius.
Is it a cardboard?
Yeah, but like you're kneeling down. Like it's basically just covering your dick. You're just pissing on the ground.
Oh, okay.
It's just did you kneel smart. Out of the bottom of your shorts?
That's smart.
No, your dick was out.
God,
you kind of flopped there, out.
I know guys like in the summertime wearing like board shorts when those were like still in, just being like a kneel.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, out
that's smart,
what the ocean's for.
Pee in your shoe.
How about that guy who got attacked by a shark?
Yeah.
Dude waded out into the water to pee. Shark ate him, dead.
What?
Got his hand off and he's killed.
Wait, really?
Yep.
Just for peeing in the ocean.
Well, I mean, the shark was like, you peeing in my ocean.
He was going to
kill you. It was just
I don't think
peeing.
The shark had an agenda.
Yeah.
I meant the guy just went to pee.
Yeah, so. You know, there's that one place on Earth that, there's only one place on Earth where sharks actually hunt humans, and it's in between.
Wait, there is a place?
Because it's in between. It's so cool. It's in between, like, Southern California and Mexico because the cartel drops so many bodies in there. The sharks eat them, and they've developed
a taste.
I thought it used to be.
How cool is that?
Where's Chef Donnie? That's next episode.
Yeah.
Guys, here I am.
Boss. So, like, that's what they should do is I feel like we should, like, go, like, capture some of those sharks and, like, weaponize them.
imagine
right now if America had an army of sharks. You know? Like, we'll take over the waters.
Start
we
got
the human sharks. Yeah, exactly. We got the sharks with a taste for human blood.
I had a beach story. I was at the beach pretty recently, like 2 months ago, with a group of mixed people. It was like a lot of guys, a lot of girls. And one of the girls, the bathrooms were really far away from where we were on the beach. She just, like, dug a hole and put a towel over herself and just pissed in it where she was sitting. And just did it, like, three times. Just buried it like a cat. And like
it's a giant water box.
I'm like, we're sitting here. Like, this is our circle. Like, you can't just piss here.
I could not disagree with you more.
You want to sit in within the piss
in the circle?
Circle?
Come on.
You're going to waste in the water.
A little bit. Somewhere else.
But that's revolutionary.
It is.
If I can just do, like, what? Let's be honest. It takes about 2 scoops to get, like, a whole big enough of my dick in my piss. I roll over.
You sneeze and there's enough of a hole.
I just do 2 scoops, and I just piss in it. I'm like, I need a dick.
You flick it.
I need a dick hole and, like, I don't know, a cup of piss.
Yeah.
Scoop. Yeah. But, and if I could just roll over and do a scoop and pee.
So wait, she was
a scoop
sitting?
And pee.
She was sitting in her chair, in her actual beach chair, and just put a towel over it, dug a little hole, and
she was
pissed
still
into
in the
it.
Chair.
Wait, she, oh
she's
wait,
still in the
chair.
She didn't get out of the chair at any point. She just like did a little scoot forward, dug a hole, put a towel right in the hole, and just covered it up.
Okay, I missed that. That's a little.
But girls,
some of those beach chairs really are just like you can't do that in Tommy Bahama. The Tommy Bahama chair is like the Cadillac of beach chairs, you know.
But we also have heard the force of girl pee could just penetrate straight through.
It's like a drill. It's like a hydraulic drill.
Yeah.
It is. It's like,
yeah. There are girls. Who said this whole YouTube series where the guy girls peeing and periods and everything?
Yeah. Yeah. They are laughing
girls
at us.
Peeing
right
sounds
now.
Disgusting. Disgusting. It's a frying chicken argument again.
The whole thing.
Girls peeing, I've long said, is like a faucet. You ever had a faucet outside a house that a hose is supposed to be attached to?
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't attach a hose, you turned it on, and it just kind of goes everywhere?
Yeah.
That's what a vagina's like.
Yeah, you try to wash your feet.
You're welcome, woman science. I explain it easily.
You know what it looks like? I feel like when girls
pee... It doesn't have the nozzle on top.
I feel like when girls pee, it's like that plane that was dropping fish in the
literally, yeah. They have, like, chunky fish.
Something opens up, and it's just all
I love that
down.
Video.
Really? Think about the fish. And people were like, I was reading all, it took me an hour.
Those
I was reading
fish,
all
some of
the
fish
had
to die.
Yeah, but there were people very upset.
They said they were 1 to 3 inches and they fluttered down.
One to 3 inches, if they're small enough, it probably does, like a feather.
So is there a
John,
tank in
there? John,
you
threw your dick out the window.
Is there a tank in the plane?
I think so, because it has to be, water. Right?
Yeah. It's all, they're in a... Like, people were just mad, like, why did the plane get lower? Oh, yeah.
It was kind of hot.
It was 10,000 feet.
It was pretty fucking high. Like, they could have easily overshot the water.
Right?
I don't know.
I saw one where they put it in reverse and they sucked the fish up. And I just got stealing all the fish.
That's cool.
I mean, maybe they do it annually, but, like, I've seen that video before.
Yeah.
It's probably the same angle. Maybe
yeah,
probably a new
once
plane,
a year
they
fish them.
I'll watch that once
we've
a year.
We've all seen it.
Yeah, it's like a funny video. The whale, do you remember the fish tubes where they were...
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Oh, yeah!
That's a good fish. See, that's how virality works, because we forget about things. And now it went back to a viral again.
Yep. The pneumatic tube system.
The whale being blown up on the beach.
That's a classic.
Still the number one fish.
Is that the one where the guy like opens it with like the scissors and then it explodes? That one, or the one where he physically blows up with dynamite?
The dynamite with like, the news broadcast.
Yeah. One with the where he blows up the one with like the inflated stomach.
I don't think I know that.
Like,
gross.
He just had like a bunch of gas. Like somebody, I don't know, whaleology.
When they die, like the stomachs inflate.
The guy
just fucking explodes. The guy's like this big ass, like you know, like the branch cutter, basically. He like starts scissoring it, and it just fucking explodes.
Crazy.
It was so nasty.
The dynamite whale is an awesome video.
it's an internet classic.
Yeah. I'm not blowing anything up in school.
Yeah.
I love when there's like a problem and they're like, the last thing you think of is like, dude, let's just blow it
up. That's the last resort. I mean, think about it. Like, how else would you really get rid of a whale? You gotta chop it up, you gotta like crane it out of there, you gotta truck
right.
it. Yeah, just blow it up.
Right. And all the ants and flies are like, what the fuck? That was like a whole civilization.
But then you went to the ants and flies, you're like, dude, just move 5 seconds.
Right.
And that'll be here forever.
Yeah.
We got a lot of meat for you.
All perfume comes from like whale
guts.
That's so great.
Hamburgers or whatever. There was a chunk of whale fat that sold for like $1.8 million.
Yo, Rudy doesn't know this. Yeah. So like it's like this shit that grows in whale guts called ambergris, and like it's the base of all perfume. Like all
so
perfume
it's like
needs
super
to use
valuable.
It.
Oh, that sucks for whales.
There are guys that like hunt it. Like they like go like, I don't know how you find the blubber. I used to kill them or whatever. I don't know what it is, but like, there are like diamond guys. There's like whale blubber guys.
Yeah,
what?
It's like it's literally like a pearl and an oyster. Like that's what this shit is to people.
Do you guys know where some vanilla flavoring comes from?
Yes.
Oh no.
Where?
Yes. No.
Somebody's.
Wait, if Ken Jack is that excited about it, can't be good.
It's
beaver anal extract.
Yep.
That's vanilla flavoring.
And he knew
look
that.
It up. It's crazy. It's crazy. What? Like you'll see these TikToks circulating like. Oh, don't look
extract.
Like where vanilla's from. I immediately went to Google.
I don't care.
I checked it out. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I thought it was a bean.
Vanilla flavoring is beaver anal
beaver
extract.
What about a bean? I thought it was a vanilla bean.
So that, like, some different. Artificial flavoring. But I immediately start thinking, like, you know, my coffee has vanilla in it every morning. Like, you know, I don't know if that's vanilla bean.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
You gotta cut costs.
Extract, isn't that shit?
I didn't look into it super in depth.
It extracts up from my anal. It's a fucking shit.
It seemed like it was some sort of almost like discharge to bring that back up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It wasn't good like word. Their shit. It was like they have like some sort of.
He said discharge on stage last night, and I was like,
it's a bottom three words.
You said something else too. It was two words last night.
I forgot the other one.
Wait, Kenjack. Speaking of, how? Congrats to your friend John Mayer.
Oh, yeah, he dropped an album.
What an album.
We had like two.
Is it like that song?
For your mom's house live. When they do YMH live, they find
what's her name? I think
Gruesome. Have they ever played some of your shit?
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, that's what they do. They play like the most gross internet videos. You are the king of that.
I'm sure mom won as many for them, yeah.
I love like that. Like there are people who traffic in whale blubber and shit, and you traffic in internet weirdness.
Disgusting hillbilly.
Everyone has to have a trade.
Yeah. Did you see
that.
Yeah, a man can be an artist at anything.
Imagine if, like, ITT Tech was like, you want to go to trade school? You know what? Being a plumber is way out of the... Like, no one's a plumber anymore.
Yeah, it's 2021.
Let me teach you, let me teach you a little bit about peddling weird internet videos.
But you're kind of getting there, too. Like, so when we were kind of preparing for the live show, in as much preparation as we do, Kevin was like, what do you think about this video? I was like, where did you see this?
I think, did you
was it your TikTok film?
Yeah, you posted the, What kind of girl am I? I'm the kind of girl, like, that's my man, like, hang out with my mom. That was not real, though, right?
Maybe.
They probably just, having threesomes, but that was weird. It was, a blonde chick being like, I let my man fuck my mom, and she's like... pulled the camera and it was like an older blonde and the dad's like hugging her from behind prom style.
I'm sure if it was a Ken Jack production it was weird.
Yeah, okay, so that, yes.
I follow a swinger group that like they all have their individual accounts and they all just post their swinger exploits and it's amazing. And by the way, no one who swings is attractive.
I can't figure out, swingers are... Sometimes I think they've got the game figured out. Sometimes I think
no. Mentally, they're on the right place. Yeah. But physically, they're not.
No, right. They're disgusting. Yeah. But like we have Catherine, the male woman. She used to call it CCK, and like her and her husband swing and go to sex clubs and shit. Mm. And they're like the happiest people in the world.
Exactly.
And he's like just into it, and like it's like normal people. Normal, I say like you know. Us brainwashed people are like, how could you do that? Like it's so weird, whatever. But it's like. If you're into it, it's probably so much easier. Monogamy's for the birds. People at parties. They have a good time. Whatever.
It's gonna suck though if you get the worst off trade. Like you see the husband on the other side has a giant ass dick, and you're just like stuck with like.
Why I think you have. It takes a very specific type of person because you can be like, oh yeah, this is gonna be hot. I'm down, and then all of a sudden some bull is banging your wife. Yeah. You're like, wait a second, I didn't think this through fully.
I feel like most orgies are like the sunny one. It's like
yeah.
What was the code?
Like the code.
Where they walked in with like the fucking
orgy.
Yeah. Frank wearing that fucking mask.
So last night we had on our live show we had a couple voicemails, and we encountered this was so fucking funny. These two guys had a bet that if Tommy Pham of the San Diego Padres bats 300 to end the season. His buddy's got to suck his dick. And at the time of the bet, Tommy Pham was batting 230. And now he's batting like 260. He's on the rise.
He's bad, obviously a bad player.
I actually don't know.
Tommy Pham's been in the league for a while.
Right, like I know the name enough that he's a professional, and it's not like he's going to like, you know, be sent down to the minors, but batting 300 is not easy these days.
It'd be like if Jameis Winston, like through for like 3,000 yards or something.
Yeah, it's probably a good compliment.
He's done that many times. That was a terrible bet.
James was on the Saints this year. If you bet 3,000 yards, you're sucking.
He led the league in touchdowns like not that long ago.
Fuck.
So maybe Jameis is. I feel like Jameis would have been a good. I don't know enough about Tom Cam to be honest, but
most straight guys.
Yes.
Both straight guys.
And so this dude's like, "Am I the asshole if I like make my buddy suck my dick if he bats 300?" And like, I just want to make sure that we like, I want to amplify this, as they say, enough that it gets to Tommy Pham. And he's not going to comment on it or whatever. But in the locker room, Eric Hosmer's going to be like, "Hey Tommy,"
when he goes like 4 for 4,
Tommy, if like don't, who cares about your next contract? Make just. This dude suck his buddy's dick.
Yes. I want like game 162. He's batting like 299, like final at bat of the year, and we get like some stooly pitcher who's on the mound. Brett Anderson's pitching to him. He's like, "Brother, I'm just grooving this one." Like fucking home run derby with fucking Pete Alonso. That's like Dave Jouse. Just put him right over the plate.
Ted Williams.
Yes.
He's already hitting 400.
Yeah.
I'll get to 406. Just gonna rub this in real quick. Suck that dick deep, kid.
I mean, that is one of the... I would love... If I was a professional athlete, I would love to hear about bets like that on me.
Oh, my God. Your own stats.
Yeah.
It's not like someone's going to yell at their fantasy team. It's like, dude, just because you hit 299, I couldn't suck my points. That's not a tweet you sent.
I just love the thought.
I imagine getting excited about it and then the friend realizing, like, wait, I'm not supposed to be this excited about it.
Well, that's we were debating, like, I understand you don't want to be the guy sucking the dick, of course, right? But there's something weird about the guy getting his dick sucked too. So it really is the perfect.
What does the other person get if he doesn't hit?
That was my question.
There wasn't really a second.
He doesn't get his dick sucked.
Theoretically,
someone should get their dick sucked.
This is a guy who was like, "Hey, if this guy did something that's very appropriate, I'll suck your dick."
That guy just wants to suck his friend's dick. That's going on.
Hey, if Giannis goes over 50 tonight, I'll suck your dick.
Right. Really wants to suck someone.
It's a thing that's very.
Somebody suck me.
Literally, that guy. Yeah.
I do. It would be nice if one of those like preposterous bets like finally hit, like the like one of Dan's finger bets.
Yeah. Well, this did come up with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill when they first put out 21 Jump Street. They like thought it was gonna like flop, and Jonah Hill was like, "If this gets like $20 million in the box office, I'll suck your dick."
Oh, really?
Did like you know $100 million?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, quick question: do you have any more 96 calorie
white
card?
Sure.
Yes.
Can I?
Why not?
Well, what do you know? Put me in the game, coach.
It's a summer Friday.
I did hear they're 2.3 carbs.
3.2, but nonetheless, it's barely any. So, it's brewed in Milwaukee.
I still don't even know what. I don't know what.
Are you
going to
celebrate responsibly though?
Absolutely.
Oh, right on cue. Mm-hmm.
That just means that you mixed them.
What's the difference between a carb and a calorie?
No,
Rudy, you went to college.
What do you mean? You
don't know. No, it's not like asking between like an atom and a whatever something's comfortable
electron.
With an
electron.
Yeah, a carb.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's the one you're looking for. I felt in your brain.
Name the
you
other
did such
thing.
A bad job.
Yeah. What do you mean? It's like a difference between like a thing and the other thing.
A calorie is a unit
calories
of
energy. Calorie is energy, yeah.
Measurement of energy, and a carb is like
bread.
Food, yeah,
bread.
It's a food type of thing. Carbs are the fucking best, man.
Not a convincing
macros in there.
What?
Nothing.
He was so disgusted by my answer. And a carb is bread.
Can I get one? Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
When I shake it up.
It is a fine Pilsner beer.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fucking right. Gorgeous Pilsner. What was the other any highlights from last night's show, otherwise?
Thank you. Man, my...
Nick Hamilton signing autographs.
Yeah,
everybody was signing autographs last
night. There are a lot. I'd like to not have them in. Because there's a couple of highlights that the answering to your question, I mean all of them are great.
Yeah,
I just don't know if they work
outside
for the internet.
The club. I know. Okay. I mean, it really is. It's like, you know, this is the whole thing with cancel culture and comics and stuff. There are things that go on inside the walls of a comedy club that really should probably just stay right there. One thing we can say is it was in the mall, in the Palisades Mall, which is weird. And on the way out, we got ice cream out of a vending machine.
Which was awful.
Dippin' Dots or actual ice cream?
Was it Dippin' Dots?
Well, it was like frozen yogurt.
No, it wasn't. No, it was frozen.
And it had like this arm. It was like, and it grabbed the fucking cup.
And they were real skimpy.
And then like, it was either strawberry or vanilla. And like filled up with the soft serve, whatever. And then, yeah, it was supposed to be the chocolate crunch sprinkles. And it was like. I think it just spit like dirt all over.
Yeah, it was like someone ate an Oreo and they swallowed it
and then spit
and then they went.
Yeah,
and whatever came out after that is what you got.
I mean, for John to eat some ice cream and say that it was like garbage to throw it out, you know,
bad.
It was garbage.
I mean, did you
have
high expectations out of a vending machine?
No, but
no.
That's what I mean. It was low.
But yeah,
that.
Yeah. No,
really?
The bar was low, and it somehow it ratted under.
Yeah.
You know how rats
they can squeeze into anything. They can, like, mouths can fit into the size of a dime.
They
ratted
up there.
Well, so we'll wrap up on this. We did top five places at the mall. That was our top five for the night because we were in the mall. Start with you.
Top five places at the mall?
You don't have to top five, but you can do, give me one of your favorites.
Food-wise, it's always Sarku. I love Sarku. Three samples.
Hold on, I don't know what Sarku is.
Is that Chinese? Okay.
It's like Chinese, Japanese food, whatever.
Express, but
yeah,
like,
that's yeah. But okay. They hand out free samples. It's just like coated in
Sarku.
Is
quick.
Love it.
Yeah.
Very, very.
And the
fast.
Fact that you even knew Sarku,
I knew it's the brand. Yeah.
Impressive.
I don't think I know that. Yeah.
I always love them, and I'm trying to think of the next most. I was at a Palisades Mall. I was at Menlo Park
Mall. That's where we were last night.
It's at Menlo Park Mall in New Jersey, and they had two different sunglass huts, and one had a DJ. Playing it. It's like it's like 200 square feet.
That's
the whole store.
That's super tight.
And then but the other sunglass
cool.
hut,
yeah.
Which is in a totally different spot of the mall, didn't have a DJ, which is bullshit.
For the civilized
that's
people.
So like
for the old folks.
I think the goat though has to be Spencer's, just walking in
yeah.
and then just like never ever buying anything
right.
except for
yeah.
maybe one time.
But that's where like
yeah.
I learned about fucking. That's where I like, saw dildo, a vagina. That's where I saw a dick. That's where yeah.
And you walk in at 13, you leave at 18.
Yeah.
So I used to have to buy CDs. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think Aunt Annie's. I mean, you got to have the pretzels. That's what the pretzels are classic.
He clowned me for that pick. I think that's like the airports too, but that's the only place you get Aunt Annie's.
And they're the best.
Yeah. So
you know,
good.
If you get cinnamon, I mean, the regular butter is amazing.
I love
you
I'm
have
I'm
to
a
get
cinnamon
it.
Twist guy.
Yeah, bites.
Boy,
was,
son of a
that
bitch.
Was more performative. It's a great answer.
Yeah, if you can't, get the pretzels at the mall, like, why even?
Yeah.
Same with like the bourbon chicken. I go the bourbon chicken. Like, those are my two topics.
It's Aunt Annie's, right?
So yeah. You said Aunt
Annie's.
What I said.
Some people say Auntie Anne's.
Oh, Auntie Anne's.
It's Annie.
It's Auntie Anne's.
Auntie Anne's.
I will say, so back in the day, they had Sam Goody at the mall, and the CDs would come in the huge plastic cases, and they were like $19.99.
So
and I think that they were so expensive because they would sell like with the sticker, the parental advisory sticker, to kids like me, where if I went to Best Buy, they wouldn't. So I would have to buy CDs for like double the price at the mall at Sam Goody. And it was always like the biggest rush, like 12-year-old me bringing
some people let it slide.
Chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water.
Yeah. That was my first CD I ever bought.
Yeah.
That you ever bought? Yeah. Mine was like Backstreet Boys.
I mean, by myself. My first, like, I bought a tape record, tape at of Spice Girls of like Wannabe and whatever at CVS. But the first album or CD I ever bought,
I mean,
in store, I bought two. It was chocolate covered starfish and the hot dog flavored water. And on the six.
On the six?
I remember one time being, like, rejected. Like, you're not allowed to buy this.
Yeah.
It has the sticker
Absolutely.
On it. And it's like, it was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
That happens.
I would also go to Champs and buy, like, the XL, like, baby blue t-shirt for, like, $5.
Yep.
It was really big.
What do you got, Rude Boy?
Oh, there's so many. I love them all.
You said you were a mall rat growing up.
I was such a mall rat.
Well, when I was young, living outside of Philly, we had the King of Prussia Mall, which at the time I believe was the biggest mall in the country. It was fucking insane. It was like its own city. But
I know.
What
about
was
it.
Wild is it was only two stories, so it was like miles. Like, couldn't we like condense
so
this and
mine.
Build up a little bit?
Yeah, the one that was in my hometown was two stories too, but it was mad long.
Yeah, I mean you could walk it for days.
I would say like my top ones, I mean GameStop or Electronics Boutique is like by far.
EB's a great one.
Games.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the video game.
SimCity.
Well, I hate GameStop.
Yeah.
Like no one likes it. As a gamer, you hate GameStop because you buy a game, it's like the meme. You buy a game for $60,
you get
the next
week
you're like
back.
You get like a nickel back and you're like, alright, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So yeah, I was happy at their demise personally.
I love just going in there. I would say that PacSun was a huge
hit. Oh, good answer.
That's there's the no.
Well, you know why I don't. You know why I don't like that answer.
Why?
I still go to PacSun.
I would go to PacSun.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I would still go if they were like.
I think PacSun still has.
No,
sick
they
stuff.
They do. They do. PacSun.
This is a great answer.
And then. I mean, the Apple Store is a good one. Like when we were
they didn't even have it.
They pump fresh oxygen into those places, though.
But dude, like when I was a teenager, it was like a thing to go there and like you would record yourself.
Yes. So
on.
This girl came up to me last night and was like, "What about the Apple Store?" Yeah. And I was like, "Who fucking cares about the Apple Store?" She's like, "You go there, you take pictures on the fucking photo booth with your friends, and you upload it to your Facebook, and you change it." I was like.
That was like a moment in time. Like, I don't like going to the Apple Store.
When we were in college, the kids were doing
But, like,
that.
You go to the Apple Store, they have the new MacBook there, and you would do photo booth in there.
Yeah.
It was like a style. Yeah. It was like a trend, almost.
Yeah.
Like,
whoever had the first MacBook you knew, you would just stay at their house and just take pictures for, like, the entire night.
Photo booth was, like, the
photo booth.
I feel like I had the
all
first
the filters.
MacBook. I didn't invite anyone over.
you did, like, those four, like, the four boxes, almost, right?
Yeah, different filters.
That's why they took it off bottom bar.
We did a draft of shopping mall stuff on LCB because I was trying to think like it sounds familiar. So I got Spencer's Gift Sharku, which is by the way my first two just now. And then I also got GameStop because it hits different in malls than it hits
true.
In a separate standalone store. Yankee Candle because I love going and smelling candles.
I had Body Shop.
I love smelling candles. And then miscellaneous sports kiosk where you could buy like a spatula that you could grill on the bills. Like,
those are sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are tight.
That was my five.
Who had Sharper Image? I had that.
Let's see. Someone definitely did.
Oh, yeah. You get a free massage.
Trill Bond's got glass elevators, which are sick. If has one.
Great answer.
Those are great. The GNC, weight machine. the shitty wing of the mall, which is usually a Sears.
Right? No, I'm going to say like JCPenney Sears.
Yeah, the shittiest part. The Sears parking lot during holidays because it's always empty because no one wants to go in that way. And then the Anchor store that got converted into a church, which is a very Southern thing. Because you'll see like a big Anchor store that gets converted into like a big evangelical church.
So at the Columbia Mall, they took the Sears and they made it into like a huge arcade, and then that closed within like a month because of COVID.
Damn, that's cool.
Of all time.
I bet you guys could guess Jeff's.
His first one is already
Outback.
Here.
Cinnabon, Outback. Rainforest Cafe.
Rainforest Cafe is number two?
Yes, dude. They had Rainforest Cafe in my hometown mall. It was like the best thing ever.
I've never been to a Rainforest Cafe.
It's fucking
awesome.
Awesome.
I never
They're
even
fans all over the place still.
I didn't even know what they were until like last year.
I went to, when it was a Winter Classic, the Bruins Blackhawks at Notre Dame. I went to Chicago first for a little bit. Went to a Rainforest Cafe, bought a ton of merch.
Yeah.
Like all of it. Forgot it in the hotel.
No.
Or regretful.
The merch is so sick.
Also, fun fact, John Taffer.
Yeah.
He invented it.
He invented
Rainforest Cafe?
He invented the lightning storm.
Yeah, he figured out the timing. Like every 30 minutes, it has to go off. But you don't want it too long because you don't want turnover. You want people to like, we heard it rain, we got to get the fuck out, and then you get a new table.
It makes sense that he was at the helm because that place.
There's one in that Menlo Park Mall. There's a Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, I've never been. I got to go. I got to give it a whirl.
I mean, I haven't been since I was 11.
Yeah.
So
I went to one in Disney World. It was just Orlando Rainforest Cafe, exactly the clientele.
That's that crack rock of Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah. But you guys get the rest, though, because there's two that were mentioned.
Cinnabon's got to be on there.
Yeah, Cinnabon was
really?
The 10th pick of the draft.
Lids. We already talked about Lids.
Hit Lids.
No Lids. Yeah, Lids is a good one.
Lids. So EB Games is one.
Yeah.
Auntie Anne's is one. Yeah. You see, it says pretzel stores because I guess Wetzel's Pretzels, whatever else.
Dude. Yeah. Every mall's one or the other.
Then Brookstone.
Yeah.
Which Brookstone. I was never a big
Sharper.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Nerd.
And then there's one which is, I think, more of a mainstay for us than the younger guys. But there's one where, like, if you go to a mall and you want toys, you go here.
KB Toys.
KB Toys.
KB Toys, yeah.
And I almost drafted that last night because there was always the toys out there to play with.
I'm 28.
Yeah.
24.
I thought you would consider yourself a younger guy.
No, I'm definitely.
You're more
them
than me.
In this particular situation, KB Toys is in the older group.
Yeah. Love KB Toys. There's always like a ball that was like flipping. You know, like I don't know, like a little.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's like a little ferret attached to a ball.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, huge miss.
Did you guys go very, very, very young to a mall to the Build-A-Bear?
Yes, I was going to say Build-A-Bear. Build-A-Bear was awesome. But at a certain
Disney
point, it becomes like
one.
Very
we have the best Disney store in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that's still there.
Yeah. Well, what was your mall, Nate?
Columbia Mall, Maryland.
Columbia Mall.
It's right next to Meriwether Post Pavilion where all the concerts are, so you would park at the mall and walk over.
Well, shout out to Levity Comedy Club that was in the Palisades Mall. They were a great host last night. But all right, we're going to wrap it up here.
Thank
you to Miller Lite. Go to MillerLite.com/FMP. If you go to the steam room or the gym this weekend, don't jerk off.
No.
Get your scent first.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not a prude like Rudy in there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start calling you Prudy from now on. See you next week.
Thanks for watching Friday Night Pints. Make sure you click on the bell icon below to keep up with notifications and make sure you subscribe to our channel. Strong drinks, full pints. Can't lose.
Can't lose.